Not so much. But let's take a listen to hear what Caleb had to say after his ride. Tell me what it means for you to be here. I mean, is this your first qualification to the Ram National Circuit Finals?
Yeah, this is my first time being here, and this has been a goal of mine since I started rodeo, was getting to the National Circuit Finals, and finally did it. And pretty good honor being here, really.
Pretty good year when you can make the National Circuit Finals and the Wrangler National Finals rodeo basically in the same season.
Yeah, it was a really good year, actually. Set some goals last year to make it to both of them and ended up completing both of those goals, and now I'm trying to win a pickup truck.
What does it mean for you to get a good start?
Oh, it means it takes a lot of weight off my shoulders, really. Get a good start here, it takes a little pressure off of me, allows me to focus a little bit more in the next coming rounds just to take care of business and ride bucking horses.
What did you know about the horse, and what did you feel about the horse when you got done?
The horse is actually from our circuit up in Utah, and I've seen a bunch of guys get on him before. Have never been on him personally, but a lot of guys have got along with him and bet a bunch of points on him, 84, 86, 85, and so I knew I had a good chance of placing or doing pretty well in this round, and it worked out so far.
Great.
All right, guys, that was Caleb Bennett kind of recapping his ride. Now, I will tell you that the interviews that we had coming in were actually coming in from Ted Harbin over at Twisted Rodeo. He is the rodeo media relations down here and does a fantastic job. So we just kind of hung on his coattails as we were getting interviews and kind of sharing a lot of the same questions. Instead of asking these cowboys and cowgirls twice, we just let him take the interviews, and we're bringing that to you. So we appreciate Ted coming down here and, you know, being able to interview a lot of these round winners down here at the end of the performances. So getting down to it now. The second performance here this evening was another one that was great. Now, this was one that was going to be absolutely action-packed. The talent that was here are, you know, the going through the list of guys, Jesse Davis, Casey Coletti, Bobby Mote, Wes Stevenson, Casey Fields. This was going to be one tough round. And we started things off with Casey Fields. Casey actually spurred over the shoulder of the horse. He had lovely Lexi of Painted Pony, and you know, he missed the mark out because that horse reared out of there and jumped out the way he did, didn't give Casey a really good shot, and his left leg didn't make contact with that shoulder, which is, you know, unusual for Casey, but you can bet that you can't count that guy out. You've seen him out there, and he was supporting the other guys, Jesse Davis, the traveling partner, who, by the way, scored 81 points in the round, but it wasn't the top winner of the night. Casey Coletti, another great cowboy, 82 in the round. One that actually got bucked off here, which was, you talk about a bucking horse, Moon River Raptor G Rodeo. Now, Timothy Palmer had him and bucked off. And you know, I don't know if there was many guys that could have stayed in that seat there with Moon River. He just flat out bucked. But Jared Keelan was actually the winner, the Uniontown, Kansas cowboy. He had a horse, Big Prize from Powder River Rodeo, scored 83 points, and that was your round winner here in the second performance. So we were able to catch up with Jared here at the end of the round. Let's take a listen.
All right, Jared, tell me first off, how many times you qualified for the Ram National Circuit Finals?
This is my fourth time to be here. You know, they had it in Pocatello for a while, but this is my first time to be here since I've been in Oklahoma City.
Okay. And you come out of the Prairie Circuit, you won the year-end last year.
Average.
You won the average?
Won the average, yep.
Okay. So what does it mean for you to get off to a good start?
Man, it means the world to me. You know, coming off of a hard finals out there, didn't do very well and kind of had a slow spring this year just trying to get back and trying to be healthy and stuff. But it means the world to me to be healthy right now and to be riding good for a win like this. Shoot, I mean, that could skyrocket your year.
Yeah, right now you've got money won, second place in a round. That's gotta make you feel good, too.
That'll make me feel good, but it'll make the wife feel better, I bet.
Did the family come?
They'll be here tomorrow.
Okay. Yep. So tell me, what's the goal now? You got tomorrow night, you got to come back, and you'll find out your draw later. So what's your approach, your mental approach now?
It went so good today. I think I'm just going to go with the same attitude. You know, things are going good. Everything feels good. I think just kind of keep going with that attitude of everything's working out, and I'm just going to keep riding the way I am.
What's the best finish you've had at the circuit finals?
I don't know. The last time I come, I know I won 7,000 out of there, but I can't remember
You know the money, but you're right.
Right, but I can't remember how. I know I made the eight man, and I know they knocked me out in the eight man, so that's as far as I ever made. Never made it to the four.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Jared, tell us about that horse you had here tonight.
You know, I had that horse first time at the finals back in December and didn't know a whole lot about him then. Everybody just said he was really nice, so, and he felt really good out there, but, man, he had an outstanding day today, and shoot, it worked out great.
All right, guys, that was Jared Keelan. Now, he scored 83 in the second performance, which put him in second place in the overall average right behind Caleb Bennett, so... Those two guys are in your one and two spot going in to the, well, before we get into the second performance or second round of each performance. So, like I said, guys, you're going to have to keep pen and paper handy and take some notes here as things get a little wild in Western and we try to keep up with what is happening down here in Oklahoma City. Now, going down into steer wrestling, you know, there were some pretty notable names down here as well. Luke Branquino, the guy, the booty shaker man, you know, this is a guy that we have seen a lot of. He ended up running a run of 5-1, so he's not got a bad time at all. Another guy, Seth Brockman, 4-8. You know, there's another cowboy. I will say that Stockton Graves, now he is from Alva, Oklahoma, really pulling for him. He had a run of 3.9. I thought for sure he was going to end up winning the round, but it came down to the final man, and that was Clayton Haas. He came out with a run of 3.7 in the steer wrestling, the Terrell, Texas cowboy. And, you know, I got to say, it was one heck of a run. We were able to catch up with Clayton after his run, so let's take a listen.
Ram National Circuit Finals Rodeo, tell me what it means for you to come in here and start off like that.
Oh, it means a ton. I mean, have a good run, and this deal is a four-header pretty much for us, and to start off, and tomorrow may come back and make a good run, or I guess Saturday morning, and you get to make that final eight, and then four. It's a good, it's just good to have confidence when you come back and run the next one.
How many times have you been to the Ram National Circuit Finals Rodeo?
This is my first.
Okay, but you kind of do all the events, so it's kind of hard for you to make enough money or in your circuit to do something in one single event, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I've made the circuit finals probably six times. I made it in the team roping and the bulldogging, and I've come close to making the circuit here a few times and had some hiccups in the final rounds or at the circuit final, so that was good to finally get here and hopefully be many more trips.
We got a lot of top name guys, top contestants that are competing at this event. You've been one of the top contestants for a long time. It's just that your name's never been at the National Finals Rodeo. Is that going to change?
We're planning on going hard this year. I've been a couple times hard, and now I kind of get more focused in on more of the steer wrestling and going to give it a run for it.
Great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys, that was Clayton Haas, your winner in the steer wrestling with a 3.7 in the first round. Going into the second round here this evening, we had another few good cowboys here. Ethan Thuvenal, we have heard from him. He had a run of 6.5. Another one that really stands out, Jason Miller, had a run of 4.3. Now, we were not sure if 4.3 was going to hold out. Jason was the third guy out. But, you know, especially after what we saw in the 3.9s and the 3.7s we saw in the first performance, the 4.3 was enough here in the second performance to get the job done. And we were able to catch up with Jason Miller, so here is his interview after his run.
What does it mean for you to qualify for this event to start with?
Oh, this is a great event. This is my first year in Oklahoma City. I went two or three times in Pocatello, but never had any luck. Actually, I think this is my first check at the Dodge Circuit Finals, so
yeah.
That's good. Come win a check in the first round and come back tomorrow and hopefully be here on Saturday for that truck.
Okay, whose horse? Is that your horse?
That's my horse, Porky, and Seth Brockman's hazing for me. And, you know, we've rode that horse of mine all winter, and he's been doing good for us, so
yeah. So
far so good.
What's the key to that horse? What makes him so special?
You know, I guess he just works good for me. Gabe rode him at the finals last year, and he did good, and I'm pretty confident no matter what, you know, what we're running. If they're fresh steers like we run at Tucson, they won Tucson on him, and I'm pretty confident no matter what kind of steers we run on him, so I want to take him to all the good ones that I can get him to.
We got started off fast. Of course, we need to be fast in order to make it back Saturday night. So what's your mindset tomorrow night?
You know, I didn't make a very good run tonight. I had a better steer than what I don't know if I could have been 3.7, but I definitely should have been faster than what I was. Just come back with another good steer tomorrow night and make a better run and win what we win and come back on Saturday with the hope for that truck.
There you go. All right. Great.
All right, guys. Well, that was Jason Miller. Your winner in the second performance there with a 4.3 in the steer wrestling. Looking really good. So let's move on right down here to the tie-down roping. Now, tie-down roping, you know, just like we talk about here on the Making Eight Rodeo Network, when we're talking about tie-down, we're talking about making eight. These guys are shooting for that eight-second mark, and they sure enough want to get the job done. Well, we had one guy that was pretty darn close to it here in the first round, 8.2. Jared Ferguson, the Cottonwood, California cowboy, and we were able to catch up with him. So let's take a listen to Jared Ferguson.
Name and spell it.
Jared Ferguson, JaredFergusson.
Okay. Tell me, what does it mean for you to qualify for this and be here in Oklahoma City?
The circuit finals is a good way for us to come, and we don't have to go try to travel all year long to make it to the NFR. I travel quite a bit, but I got home to Columbia River Circuit, and I did well, and that's the whole point. So this is our small little NFR so we can make some money and have a good time too.
What does it mean for you to get a good start at this event?
It's huge. The start's everything. My cap run, they told me it run, and so I took a little better start at it. I got a good little sorrel mare. She runs quick too, so we got across the line and got a rope around her neck.
Okay. How many times have you qualified for this?
This is my first time.
Are you a little nervous backing into the box, or how did you handle the pressure of this rodeo?
The pressure of this rodeo is the same as any other rodeo. I mean, there's more money up for grabs than at the end, the golden ticket at the end of the Ram truck, but it's no different than any other one. We just have to back in and rope the calves, so we try to go one at a time.
Awesome.
All right, guys, that was Jared Ferguson. You're winner in the tie-down here in the first performance with an 8.2. Now, a couple other notables there. Hunter Heron had a run of 10.9. Adam Gray had a run of 10.7. You know, these guys are down, but they're not out. They've still got another run, and we're going to see them again on Saturday. Back here to do it again. So anything can happen, you know. I mean, there's still a lot of rodeo left. These guys are going to have another shot to move into the semifinals. So hang on tight, fans. It's going to get a little wild, a little western down here in Oklahoma City. Now going down to the tie-down roping here in this evening's performance, the second performance, you know, we had another couple good notable guys, Matt Shizawa. You know, we've heard about him. We've talked a lot about him. 8.9 was his run this evening. We had Justin Thigpen, a cowboy that we've talked a lot about here on the Making Eight Rodeo Network. Waycross, Georgia is where he's from, had a run of 11.9. But the man of the evening was Scott Cormos from Teague, Texas. He had a run of 8.4, and we were able to check out with Scott. So let's take a listen.
First off, how many times did you qualify for the NFR?
7.
Okay. And how many times have you been here during the circuit finals?
Twice.
Okay. It's hard to get out of that Texas circuit, isn't it?
It's very hard with the level of guys roping down there, it's extremely hard to make it here.
Okay. What does it mean to you to be at this arena?
Well, it means a lot. It means a lot just to be here, but the competition I had to go through to get here means a lot in advancing on the Texas circuit because, I mean, if you look at our circuit finals, it's NFR guy after NFR guy, you know. So it means a lot.
How do you feel about your run tonight and what it's set you up for the rest of the weekend?
Well, it was all right. I thought I could have done a little better. I kind of dropped my slack and jerked the calf down and kind of took a little more time to get through all that. You know, if I'd have done a little better maybe and set him up a little better, I could have been a little faster.
Okay. What's it going to take for you tomorrow night now to get back for the 8th round?
Just to go make a good run, kind of like I did tonight, just a decent run. Just do what I can do and see what happens.
Awesome.
All right, guys, that was Scott Cormos, your winner in the second performance down here in Oklahoma City. Guys, we still got a whole lot of rodeo and action to talk about here. As we wrap up the first two performances, Performance 1 and Performance 2 down here, with all 24 contestants competing down here at the Ram National Circuit Finals from Oklahoma City. So you guys stay tuned. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll get back into the rodeo action.
Rodeo Safety One, manufacturing some of the best equipment for making yourself or your rodeo event the safest it can be. With bucking chute crash pads made with the toughest foam inserts from BFCI. the makers of NASCAR safety equipment. Box pads with 1.5 high density foam protection. Great for marketing and advertisements during your events. Also selling the best in rodeo equipment. From bull ropes, gloves, and spurs. To Ride Right safety vests and the hottest products right now. Your rodeo logbook. Great for when the IRS comes knocking on your door. Don't accept the liability. Protect the animals and cowboys at your next rodeo. For more information or packages, visit RodeoSafetyOne.com and find them on Facebook.
You're listening to the Rodeo Wrap-Up with Macon 8 Rodeo Network on KWBY 98.5, 107.9, and Macon8Rodeo.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Rodeo Wrap-Up as we settle in after the first two performances from Oklahoma City at the Ram National Circuit Finals. And here we go down into the Saddle Bronc. Now, here we go with another list of talented, talented cowboys. Jake Wright was down here, Tyus Muncy was down here, Jacobs Crowley, Cole Elshier. These are all guys that we have seen there in Las Vegas at the Wrangler National Finals. And you can bet that we're going to see some of these names pop back up there again. We had some great runs, and, you know, when it came down to it, the man of the hour, Tyus Muncy, and we had a chance to catch up with him, so let's take a listen.
Hold on. No, I don't know. I don't know.
All right, well, first off, what does it mean for you to start off at this event as well as you did?
Oh, it's just like anywhere you go, you know, you want to get to a good start and build your confidence. I had a week off, and so I've been home, so I was a little nervous getting on today, I guess. I don't know, it's stiff or something, but I'm glad to get the first one out of the way, and hopefully everything keeps going good the rest of the week.
We talked a few weeks ago. This is one of those titles you don't own.
No, sir. I've been second here, I think, two or three times and third once, so this is one that's on the list, and, you know, every cowboy has this one on their list, but this would mean a lot to win it anyways.
What does it mean for you to be able to compete here? This is the third year in a row that I know of that you and Cody have come together. That's your traveling partner and your brother-in-law.
Yeah, sir. Yeah, we have a lot of fun. Usually our whole family gets to come up and watch. We have a great time. But my sister had to work this week, I guess pay for her habit anyway. So she had to stay home. But we've been having a blast, and we travel with each other all year. And it's nice to come here and just be able to relax for a week and stay in one spot.
All right. What is it going to take to win that third gold buckle?
Oh, it's going to take a little bit of luck and stay focused all year long, because there's 30 guys out there that are chasing it, and hopefully I'm in the mix of it. I hope anyways.
All right, guys, that was Tyus Muncy, and you know, I got to say that is a really upstanding cowboy, and he's real focused here going into the Ram National Circuit Finals. I think that's going to be a guy that we're going to need to watch out here throughout the remainder of this weekend. Because he is definitely determined, and you know, he's got a lot on his plate. But getting down into the second performance here this evening, we had a few guys. Now, we have, you know, Jesse Wright. Jesse and Cody are Jesse and Jake Wright are both here representing the different circuits that they are in. Both of them, they're in the both of them would be in the Wilderness Circuit up north. So both those guys down here, the brothers, it's kind of nice for them to be able to hang out down here and spend some time together. But now I will say that that Jesse Wright was only able to pull off a 78 points here in the second round. The man of the round, and not only the round, but of the day, Bradley Harder, scored 86 points. Let's take a listen as we were able to catch up with Bradley.
He got hurt last week or week before, so anyhow, they called me 2 days ago to come replace him. So thank you. Sterling Crowley, he was hospitalized. He had, I can't remember, something wrong with his elbow. Not gangrene, but staph infection in his elbow. Yeah, he had staph infection. He's in the hospital, so he doctor's released, and they called me. Thank God I was sitting at home, had nothing to do, so I hopped in the car and came up here, and I had a, you know, mini-time NFR horse that they win rounds on, and I had it last summer. I was 88 in Blackfoot, Idaho on it, so I was really excited to see that was a horse I had, and I get along with the horse great, and I just glad and thank God I stayed on today, and he bucked good, and I separated my shoulder 2 weeks ago and took 10 days off, and it was a little sore today, but everything worked out all right.
So have you been to this thing before?
Yeah, this is, I believe, my fifth or sixth time to come to the Dodge or Ram Circuit Finals, and they've always been pretty good to me. I've never won it, and that's always been a goal, is to leave here as the champion.
Well, you've got a good chance with one guy to go. You're going to collect a good check because you're sitting second and nothing else. So.
Yes, sir.
It's important to make money here, but there's a bigger purpose at the end, isn't there?
You bet, yeah. This the setup here at Oklahoma City is great for everybody. You know, the payoff is excellent. We get to come get on great bucking horses, ride for good money, and, you win a voucher for a pickup. So, you know, it's kind of, other than being a world champion and going to the NFR, this is the next biggest step in rodeo, is coming here and doing good, and it's like just like the NFR to everybody.
Yeah, awesome.
All right, guys, that was Bradley Harder. You're winner of not only the second round, but he's also leading the overall with a score of 86 points. Had a great ride here tonight, so congratulations to him. Now, going down into the team roping, down here on the first performance here earlier this afternoon, we had there was a lot of competition, and we're talking about some of these guys that are in here. We're talking about some of the top-ranked in the business, Derek Begay, Cesar De La Cruz were both here. They had a run of 5.5, but it wasn't fast enough in the first performance. Troy Kitchener and Chad Mathis were your winners with a run of 5.3. So let's take a listen of these two guys here as they won the team roping.
K-I-T-C-H-E-N-E-R.
Okay. And what does it mean for you to be here? And how, to
the best thing I've ever done, the biggest thing I've ever done.
Have you ever qualified before?
Nope, first time.
Okay, so what got you here? How'd you get here?
Me and Chad, we qualified at the circuit finals and won the average.
Okay. You roped with him all last year?
Yep, all last year.
Okay. What kind of start does it mean for you to get a kind of start like this?
Big one.
Elaborate. I mean, what happened? Just kind of go
we just had a rough year, kind of, and we went along and got to the finals and won the average and got to come here. So okay. It's just the next big step.
So, back yourself in the box and then start off and tell me what happened in this run today.
I knew I had a good steer, backed in there, and just come with it and got him and Chad roped him. It's a good run.
He's right. He doesn't do very well. where are you from?
Liberty, Missouri.
Okay. Big city.
Big city.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
All right, guys. That was Troy Kitchener, your header winner. Let's take a listen with Chad.
You've been here before, haven't
yes,
you?
Yes, sir.
How many times have you been to the
field? This is my third time.
Okay. So what does it mean for you to be in this field, much less with somebody that you roped with all last year?
Well, I mean, it even if, like he said, we didn't have a good year last year, but it's still to go to your finals and win it and to get to come here and rope against everybody else from all over the country, I mean, it's an honor.
Mm-hmm. What does it mean for you to start, get this kind of a start at this championship?
It's good. Anytime you can get your first one down in decent shape, I mean, I don't know if we'll win the first round, but I mean, we're down good. And so it makes you, when you rope your second one, you back in there with maybe just a little more confidence than you had, you know, if you didn't do well on the first one.
When you're getting ready to throw your rope, what is it you're looking for out of the steer that says, okay, pull the trigger?
The two main things that I'm looking for as a heeler is I'm trying to be ahead of the steer's jump in my swing, and I'm just trying to wait for that separation. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of my cue to release my rope.
Okay. Awesome.
All right, guys. That was Troy and Chad, your winners in the first round. And, you know, Troy was talking, this is his first time being down here at the Ram National Circuit Finals. And, you know, it would carry over here. I guess you could call it beginner's luck in the team roping, as your winners for the second performance down here, Hunter Munsell and Derek Jansen, those guys were also first comers down here to the Ram National Circuit Finals in Oklahoma City. They ended up tying your first round or your winners in the first round with 5.3. So let's take a listen to these two guys.
Oklahoma.
Yes, sir.
Where you going to school? First, Stockton.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Tell me, where are you from originally?
Woodward, Oklahoma.
Okay. Woodward County, Oklahoma.
what does it mean for you to qualify for this event, and what does it mean to be here in Oklahoma City?
It's a huge deal, and it's really cool to be here this close to home, be able to come up for this kind of money. Big deal. Really neat deal.
Yeah. What, 2.5 hours home from home, or
yeah,
not even?
Yeah, right at 2.5.
Okay, and of course you're at Alva too. What's your goal for this year, 2013?
Bottom of a card this year. I want to go ahead and try to make a run at the rookie, kind of get a feel for things, try to make the NFR in a few years.
Okay. How long have you two been roping together?
We've been roping together for about 5 years.
Okay. Since you were in...
Yeah, Rutgers? I was junior high.
Yeah. Where? How did you get here? Did you win the circuit finals? Or did
yeah,
you
we
win
were year-end champions.
Year-end champions. It was a tough year for the circuit.
Yeah.
Because, I mean,
yeah.
It was a battle all the way to the
yeah,
end.
Yeah, it was. It was close all the way.
Okay. What is the key to having him?
He catches a lot of steers that most guys wouldn't. Sometimes all I do is get it on their head. I might not worry about handling it. He'll still catch them.
All right. Thank you. How long have you been roping?
Since I was 12. It's been about 10 years now.
Okay, so what does it mean for you to qualify for this event?
It's awesome, especially with somebody like Connor. He's pretty much our little brother. We grew up together, and it's amazing.
Okay, you're from Woodward, too?
I'm from Ames. It's about an hour and a half to the east.
It must be little.
It's about the size of this room. It's pretty small.
Okay. Are you going to school at Northwest?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'm a senior this year.
You're a senior?
Yes, sir.
So you've known Stockton
for a while, yeah.
What does it mean for you to be in Oklahoma City?
It's awesome. I mean, it's just right here from my home state, it's amazing just to be able to qualify and have them support me while I'm here. It's awesome.
Okay. What are your goals for this weekend? Do you think you guys have a chance to win it?
I think we have a very good chance. Hunter hits exceptionally well, and we click really well. I think we have a good chance.
Okay. What are your goals for the rest of this year?
I'm going to try to win circuit again and be in the top 30 for next year so I can qualify for all the big rodeos in the winter.
You think you can do it with him?
I don't know. I hope. We're going to try.
Fantastic.
Yeah. All right, guys. Those were your winners in the team roping. Both of the rounds ended up with the best time of 5.3. So those guys will all split that money there for first and second, which is still a pretty good payout down here in Oklahoma City at the Ram National Circuit Finals. We are going to take another short break, fans. We got barrel racing and bull riding coming your way right after this.
Partner, you know what time it is.
Are you crazy?
Let him out, boys.
The Making A Rodeo Network is live, and I have got to tell you, to be down here with good friends and have the support that we've had down here was just amazing.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Making Eight Rodeo Network right here on KWBY, 107.9 FM and 98.5 FM. Live reports from rodeos all over the country, rodeo wrap-ups, and interviews with the top cowboys and cowgirls in the sport. Check out MakingEightRodeo.com for videos and links, as well as KWBYRadio.com, as we have teamed up to bring you the best in music and rodeo. Your source for rodeo news just got bigger. Making Eight Rodeo Network and KWBY. Only on Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio.
I love watching you together.
Hey guys, it's rodeo announcer Brett Weldon talking about technology and rodeo. You know, lots of things have changed over the years since this sport first began. One thing we want to talk about is our friends at RodeoGenius.com. It's the virtual online rodeo secretary for event producers and classifieds for all things rodeo. Fast, easy, and hassle-free. For more information, check them out at RodeoGenius.com.
You're listening to the Rodeo Wrap-Up Show on Making 8 Rodeo Network, right here on KWBY 98.5 FM, 107.9 FM, and Making8Rodeo.com.
All right, welcome back to the Rodeo Wrap-Up Report live from Oklahoma City as we wrap up the Ram National Circuit Finals, rounds 1 and 2 here on day one. Man, you know, going down to the barrel racing, now you talk about some fast times, some pretty horses and some fast women. They exactly just what I said. You know that's right. Down here in the barrel racing, we've got a lot of top names. Brittany Posey was one of the ones here in round one. Ran a time of 15.61, but it wasn't fast enough. Down here, we're talking close. when we're talking about barrel racing and the times that come in, you know, a tenth of a second can actually make you or break you down here. And Teresa Walter ended up scoring 15.59. Now, you talk about close, but she was able to pull it off, and we were able to catch up with her. So let's take a listen as we catch up with Teresa Walter.
Teresa, tell me first, how many times you've been to the Ram National Circuit Finals Rodeo?
This is my fifth straight year.
Okay. What does it mean for you to be here in this competition and competing in this building?
Oh, it's just such a great opportunity to be here and to compete in this building and have this kind of competition. You know, having the NFR girls and the best circuit girls here is just awesome.
What does it mean for you to get the good start?
Oh, it's so important. You know, if you get things kicked off right, if you can keep your momentum, it's just going to be a good weekend.
Okay. Tell me about your horse and what that horse means to you.
She's an 11-year-old mare. I bought her when she was 2 and trained her, and I was very fortunate. I had a great fraternity year on her, and it's just never stopped. She's just been a dream for me.
Okay. You've been one of the more consistent ones in your circuit. Is that important to you?
Very important, yeah. If you can be the top in your circuit, you're the best anywhere.
All right, guys, that was Teresa Walter, your winner in the first performance down here on day one. But, you know, coming into the second round here this afternoon, Lisa Lockhart, Tanya Rennick, and Carly Pierce were all in the mix with a lot of other talented cowgirls. But, you know, we have seen Carly Pierce run with Dylan and break records. She's broken arena records. She was the fastest time in Houston, and once again, on day one, she is the fastest time down here with a 15.42, and we were able to catch up with Carly, so here she is.
What is it about this pen that Dylan seems to like, because that's another fast time?
Yes, Dylan does. He loves this pen, and I like it too, so I think that my nerves are settled here, and we both know that this is kind of, it feels like home to us, mm-hmm. And not just on Dylan, I've done well in this pen, and jackpots and other, you know, events on many horses. I just like it here, and it, you know, goes off, and he feels it, and he likes it too.
Okay. We won a lot of money last year, but runner-up. We had runner-up, but we kind of got over the bump this year at Austin, so
yes.
What does that mean for here? Is we going to get over the hump here?
I'm going to get over the hump here. I think, you know, another smooth run. This is average, so we've got to play it smart. I'm learning that as my rodeo career goes on. Just play it smart and hope to get a good average check. And, you know, Dylan was hurt at the beginning of the year. He had that stone bruise, and he ran Austin and here. And so hopefully we stay feeling good and it works.
He's had off since Austin, which is how many weeks?
Oh, gosh, it's been a couple of weeks probably.
Okay.
This is his first run back.
Okay. So he's ready to go. He
was ready to go. I was a little concerned because sometimes it takes him a couple of runs to get that fire back. But 12th on the ground, I mean, that says something for this ground also. I was, you know, coming in, you think, oh, my gosh, 12th on the ground. But it was really good. It didn't faze him.
Awesome.
Well, there you have it there, fans. Carly Pierce, your winner in not just the second performance, but in the overall here for today with a run of 15.42. And, you know, like she said, she was the 12th cowgirl out here this afternoon. You know, it's hard, you know, when you talk about these cowgirls and they see where they're at, you usually want to be one of the first girls out with your horse. But, you know, Carly was the 12th person out, and her and Dylan just ran fantastic down here this evening. Great to see Carly come out here and run so strong with Dylan. So, now, going down to the bull riding, fans, I've got to say, we've got another list of talented young athletes. One of the big notables here, Joe Frost, who is actually a cousin of Lane Frost. Now, he was here representing the Wilderness Circuit Finals as he was able to win down there and be brought down here to Oklahoma City. He is the cousin of Lane Frost, and we all know Lane out there. So it was really interesting to watch Joe Frost ride. Unfortunately, he had a short night. He got bucked off Meathead of Lancaster Pro Rodeo. We had a numerous amount of cowboys down here this evening get bucked off. We actually only had 2 qualified rides in the first round here earlier today. Bryce Brown with a score of 78 and John Young won the round with a score of 83. Now, unfortunately, we were not able to catch up with John after the performance. You know, it is hard to catch up with the bull riders at the end of the evening, they're out signing autographs for the fans down here, getting pictures, you know, and just really catching up with a lot of these guys. This is a place you want to be if you want to be able to get close and personal with the athletes that are down here at the Ram National Circuit Finals. So, fans, if you're not here, you need to hop a plane, get on a train, take a bus, hitchhike. You need to be down here in Oklahoma City for these Ram National Circuit Finals. We still have two more performances, the semifinals and then the final round. So we've got Friday and Saturday full of rodeo. You don't want to miss it. Plus, we've got some great concerts coming up. Town Square's performing here tomorrow night, and then we've got Chris Cagle here on Saturday. So lots of great activity going on down here in Oklahoma City. But we were able to catch up and find out a little bit about what's going on here in the bull riding this afternoon. One of the guys, Tag Elliott, you know, he was kind of one of my picks here. He had a great bull, Speck of Lightning from Rafter G Rodeo, ended up flopping at 6.2, so he was not able to get a score here this evening. And as a matter of fact, of the 12 bull riders here in this evening's performance, we only had one qualified ride. Now, I'm going to brag about it because I talked about it here when I first saw the draw. Dylan Warner, a cowboy that we haven't heard a lot about here in the last couple of years. He's taken some time off, but he's got things back together. We've seen him in horses. We've seen him actually out at the Wrangler National Finals in the horses. But we were able to see him in the bull riding. He's made a transition. Now, this was a guy I used to watch when he was back in high school, back in the Sunshine State of Florida. So, you know, he had a matchup tonight that was just, I knew that if he was going to ride him, he was going to win the round. And sure enough, he drew the bull from Andrew's Rodeo Company, Jawbender. Now, Jawbender is a son of Fender Bender, who we've seen at the Wrangler National Finals as well. Bucking Bull of the Year. I mean, this bull is just top-notch. And I knew that if Dylan Warner could get on Jawbender and make 8 seconds, he was going to sure enough win the round. And he was able to do that with a score of 89 points. So he not only won the round, but out of the three guys that got scores, he was at the top of the food chain. So here we go. Let's take a listen with Dylan Warner as we're able to catch up with him after his ride.
Tell me, first off, is this your first qualification for the RNCFR?
Yes, sir.
Okay, how did you qualify? Did you win the average or did you win the circuit?
I won the circuit at the year end.
Okay, and what's your circuit?
Southeast.
Southeast circuit, okay. What does it mean for you to be here and be part of this championship?
It means a lot because last couple of years kind of been banged up a little bit and set my goal to go to the circuit finals, ended up winning the year. And since I'm here, might as well keep going with it, I figure.
Money is important to any rodeo cowboy, but there's a chance at a $20,000 voucher for a new truck. What's the most important thing for you?
Most important thing for me is to stay healthy. I got a wife at the house, and I want to be able to not be crippled up when I leave this event.
Okay. How long have you been riding bulls?
About 13 years.
Why do you ride bulls?
The love of it.
What's the hardest part of your job?
Stay healthy.
Staying on might be a little hard too sometimes too.
Yes, sir.
What does it mean for you to win a round at the National Circuit Finals Rodeo?
I'm not for sure what it means, but it always gets you back on a roll to win. When you're winning, it leads to more winning.
Good.
I'll ask you, watching the ride, it looked like right at the very end, you take your rope let go. Were you in a position where you could have hung on a little bit longer, or was that it?
I was just trying to hang on to the tail at that point.
Okay.
And it was on the way down.
And then I heard you talking, you came in, you made your way out of the arena. Did you get banged up a little bit?
Yes, sir, kind of. When you're hanging on to the very end, sometimes you end up in a bad spot. And tonight it wasn't the very best one I've ever been off in, but the bullfighters were there and got me out of there just fine.
Thank you.
All right, Dylan, talk to us about this bull you had tonight. Have you ever seen this bull, Jawbender, before?
I've seen him, but hadn't paid a lot of attention to him. He is a great bull, been a great bull for a while, but... Just I hadn't been at a rodeo and seen him actually buck, but I've been hearing about him, and a bunch of my buddies have made great rides on him, so I was glad to have him.
Do you think that you could win the round on him there?
Yes, sir. As soon as I seen his name, I thought we could do it.
Well, 89 points, you sure did that tonight. Now, let's go back and talk a little bit about some of the other things. Back when you were in high school and all, you used to ride horses as well, right?
Yes, sir. Used to ride bareback horses and quit in college to pursue bull riding.
So bull riding is where it's at for you right now, huh?
Yes, sir. That's where I started, and I had some success in the bareback riding, but just seemed like two events were getting pretty hard on my body, so I cut her back to one to see how long we could go in the bull riding.
You picked the funner one, right?
Yes, sir.
You can't say the safest one, but no, darn sure the one that I think everybody likes to watch anyways, and we sure like watching you, Dylan. Let's go back and talk about the Southeast Circuit now. What's that mean for you to be, you know, to be able to win the circuit and come out here to Oklahoma City and represent the Southeast Circuit?
I'm not for sure. Can we start that over?
Go ahead.
Not really for sure how to answer that question, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
To represent the circuit where I grew up, and that's where I've always wanted to be. I tried living in Texas for a little while, and everything always drew me back there to where I originally started.
You're back in Florida, right?
Yes, sir. I bought a house down there, and that's where home is.
The Sunshine State. I know. You know, we actually moved away from Florida just a couple years ago. We've been out here to Oklahoma, but, yeah, there's no place like Florida, man. So it's good to see a Florida Cowboy out here in Oklahoma City getting it done. 89 points tonight. Good job, and we look forward to seeing you back here.
Thank you, sir.
All right, guys, that was Dylan Warner, your winner, and not only the second performance here this evening, but also the overall with a score of 89 points on a Sammy Andrews Rodeo Company bull jawbender. You know, anytime you see a bull that has the Bender name in it, you know it's going to buck. And sure enough, I mean, this was just a fantastic ride. I would have guessed it to be in the 90s myself. Judges, I don't know. I think they needed to sharpen their pencils just a little bit more for that ride here. But, you know, fans, there was so much action down here today in Oklahoma City. We had such a fantastic time. So many guys we want to thank down here. Ted Harbin, the entire Ram National Circuit Final staff down here has been really great to Makin' 8 Rodeo Network, and we appreciate them opening up the doors, letting us come in, and, of course, get some of these great interviews. Now, fans, if you guys are looking to find out where you can watch the action or hear the action, Steve Kenyon with Pro Rodeo Live has got the round coverage. You can listen to it all live as it happens. So you guys make sure to go to prorodeolive.com. There you'll be able to find all the action right there, plus their rodeo, daily interviews and things like that. Lots of great activity over there. So go check out Steve at prorodeolive.com. Also, GAC will be broadcasting this event down here at the Ram National Circuit Finals. I believe it's going to be April 21st, so you guys will have to stay tuned to GAC for more information there. But, fans, you know, great time down here in Oklahoma City. Also want to make mention that your announcers down here, Justin McKee was one down here. If you fans have followed along with anything around rodeo, you know Justin McKee is great behind the microphone, and we love hearing him down here at the Ram National Circuit Finals. We also want to make mention of the great bullfighters that have been down here, Travis Adams and Cody Webster. Now, those two guys, you know, we're going to get a chance to catch up with him, those two, later on this week. So you guys make sure to stay tuned as we'll bring you some interviews from them and our barrel man, Justin Runford. So these guys all did a fantastic job in day one, having two performances that they've had to come out on, a lot of rodeo activity going on down here, a lot of fun. And, you know, this is what it's all about, fans. So if you guys are anywhere near the Oklahoma City area, you might want to make your way up here as we've still got a lot more action coming your way. Straight from the Oklahoma State Fair Arena at the Ram National Circuit Finals. That's going to wrap up our show here today, fans. We'll be back here tomorrow with another rodeo wrap-up show right here with the Makin' 8 Rodeo Network.
Thanks for tuning in with Makin' 8. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on. Listen for the call. Turn your radio on.